Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Our word for today is branding. B is for branding. This is a big topic, and by the time I complete and lay out for you one key perspective about branding, the most important thing is it should inspire you and drive you to want to really dive in and read more about branding. But the key message I want to leave with you, it's actually quite simple. A lot of people, when they think of branding, they think about their logo. They think about the look and the feel of their website, what colors they want their website. And on from an outward appearance, yes, that is a key component of branding. And I promise you, I've seen people spend a lot of time, a lot of money on that area, and feel like they can't launch, they can't move forward until their logo is just right. But for me, it's just like your child, if you just dress them up and get them all of the high-end looks and bells and whistles, but you're not really molding them and pouring in quality on the inside. And so all you have is outward appearance and no substance. And when you think about creating a brand, it's like your baby. And that is the biggest mistake that you can make, is spending all this time creating this outward image. And the reality is that there's no substance behind that image. And it's the beginning of the end, because people will find out. They'll want to peel back that high gloss front end. And to be honest, a lot of companies create these glossy outward images and know that it's just a matter of time before their customers or the public come to realize that there's nothing behind it, but are willing to put it out there because they feel by the time the customer realizes that they're not getting any real value, then they've got the company has made the money, a lot of money, and can move on. And oftentimes switch, change up a little bit, change their look and feel, move on to another segment or sector or target market, and continue to play that out over and over. And quite simply, I see this a lot in the coaching field, whether it's on the agile coaching, whether it is small business coaching or entrepreneur coaching. I see it over and over, career coaching as well. And not to say that there aren't some very legitimate coaches out there, but a lot of people are following the same kind of blueprint of where you put this glossy front end. It's how you look, it's how you present yourself, put on a big production. But when all is said and done, and I've seen many put on big conferences, and the question is when people leave that conference, what value did they really get? And so again, branding is absolutely the cornerstone. It is what people see. But first, build out the substance behind what the branding is going to represent, so that it's just not a false veneer. And a prime example, when it comes to branding, if you focus on wanting to make sure that your colors show key attributes, that the certain colors evokes trust, for example, and that's all well and good, and you focus on making sure that your logo and your image and marketing material all have a certain color because you want to exude trust. But then at the same time, when it comes to how you execute your business, how you train your employees to treat the customers, it's anything but a trusting relationship. It's anything but transparency. You want the customer to trust and be loyal to you, but have you demonstrated that in some way that really differentiates you and stands out? And are you able to articulate to them how you're going about, or how you will go about building up that trust and earning that trust and maintaining that trust? Or are you just more concerned with, I'll just get the right color and convey trust, whether or not my processes, my procedures, our company motto, our mindset, our culture actually is one that's predicated on trust. So it's things like that where on the one hand, focusing on the branding in and of itself isn't really the ideal here. It is having a brand that reflects the values that you live and are tangible and visible in everything that you do within your organization. Branding, it's your signature. It's something that people can recognize and as recognizable. You know, a good branding over time, it earns the recognition. It's not the other way around. Today, when you see the McDonald arches, it's going to invoke certain things. Certainly, it's going to be fast food. When I see the McDonald arch, I think about their French fries, and my perspective, they've been in my life all my life, probably since I was, I think my first McDonald's I might have had when I was 5. And over my many years, there's been a certain consistency and integrity in their how they've served their fries or the items on their menu. So it evokes a certain image and a certain quality, even though it's fast food, let's be honest. But, you know, there's certain connotations when you see those arches, and you don't have to even see the rest of the name. You know it's McDonald's. The same goes, you may have seen, maybe it was an old restaurant, and now it's the building is closed, but you might be able to even see from the shape of the building or the shape of where the logo was that you know what the name of that brand is. Branding such as Xerox, where you're actually the act of copying, making copies, you're actually using or referring to it as Xerox. Xerox is actually the name of a company in a particular brand, but the two go hand in hand. We don't even separate. You often use it as a verb. I'm going to go Xerox. And actually, where you could just say, I'm going to go make copies. I'm going to make those copies on likely a Xerox machine, but there's other machines out there that you could be copying on. It could be a Hewlett Packard. They also make printers and copiers. But we don't say, I'm going to go Hewlett Packard this document. We say, I'm going to Xerox this document, because Xerox got their brand out there and seared in our minds as the de facto company when it came to making copies. So that's great branding. And so whatever image you come up with, and that memorable image, think about three key words that you want them to associate with your organization. For me, you know, I think in terms of problem solving or change agent or agents of change, even critical thinking. Those would be the things that when I think about our consulting arm, those are just some of the things that initially I want people to associate with. And then from there, building, in this case, kind of a no-nonsense image and brand that says that's what we're about when it comes to our business and consulting. On the total opposite end of the spectrum, when I think about my Espresso brand, I want it to convey that the excellence, education, and then just passion and purpose associated with what we do and how we want people to feel about the Espresso Steam Foundation and Espresso Bookstore. So when building out those two brands, there is some common colors, but you're going to see a lot more vibrant and vivacious colors when it comes to Espresso Kids, because that's the emotion, the excitement and energy that we're trying to convey. On the consulting piece, it's more of a serious image. And so you use colors accordingly. Now, from the last piece that I will say is, like I said, I've seen people in the beginning of their branding and product go all in, just dedicate a lot of time to building the logo and the image. And it's good. It's important to take time in that area. But I will say that keep in mind that your brand may evolve, and there is nothing wrong with adjusting and evolving your brand and your brand image, your brand colors. Those might change. Where you start may not be where you end up. After a year or two in business. And there's been major corporations that have dropped certain things or taken some parts of their name away. For example, and these are just even some things off of the top of my head, but you probably can think of, I just recently saw something that made me think about PwC. Now, most of us who have been around long enough know that it stands for PricewaterhouseCoopers, and that's what we call and knew them as. And anytime they were mentioned in print, you said the full name. Well, now they're PwC. And in my mind, PricewaterhouseCoopers, first of all, was a mouthful. It was specific names, the original founders. PwC, just abbreviating it, made it feel somewhat more youthful and lightweight. In today's vernacular, we like to abbreviate a lot of things. Think about texting. And so PwC, the timing and the changing of that. I've seen the same with other organizations. My husband and I, we go to California Pizza Kitchen, but we often refer to it as CPK. Now, one of the things I will say, a lot of times we'll say to friends, oh, let's meet up at CPK. And a lot of them are confused. What does CPK stand for? And when we say, oh, California Pizza Kitchen, then they recognize it. So the good thing about branding is that, and you probably heard this terminology, is getting your brand to the point where it's a household name. And just like some artists, their brand, they've made it such that their brand is just their first name. And that's kind of considered like the ultimate, when you can just go by one name and everyone knows who they're talking about. That's significant. But that type of name recognition also comes with time and the timing of promoting and exposure. And it comes from just being organic, but it being catchy, it really kind of reflecting and it resonating with people is so important. And sometimes you just don't know until you get it out there and you test it. And that's probably my final remark on the topic is, if you really want to know what's going to resonate with the customer, ask the customer. Just get out there, go out there, bounce some things off of them, do your impromptu case study and focus groups. And please, please, please go to people other than friends and family. Just go to total strangers. Try to get people in your demographics, the people that you would be selling this to, who would buy this. And be very open to some raw feedback. And if you're too close to it, have someone else. What comes to mind is the roving reporter on the street just walking up to people. Now, this would definitely have to be in a controlled environment. But if your product is out there, I know I early on, my first year, I would say, when I launched my book, did a lot of expos. And when I would come back from those expos, I know that I'd been face to face with my true customers, from the little ones, the kids, to their parents or their grandparents and or whoever was buying. And I gleaned information. I did informal interviews and I listened hard, very hard, to what they said and what the kids liked and didn't like and what had their attention at the moment. And a lot of times that would, within 48 hours, result in me pinning new material. So talking to your real audience, being open to real feedback, and then put something out there. You can't please all of the people all of the time. You're not going to get the same reactions from all of the people all of the time. But you've got to find whatever initial segment you're going after, and know that there's going to be phases thereafter to encompass others. But start with that. Get it to the customers as soon as possible. You know, live with it for 3 to 6 months. Or if it's working pretty good, let it ride for a year. But then at the end of the year, as you grow, come out with a big announcement, and adjust your branding accordingly, or scrap it and go in a different direction. It is your prerogative, and there is precedence for it, and you actually, you don't have to worry that it is going to set you back. If adjusting the logo because of feedback, real feedback that you received, can only propel you forward. So think about it, and I welcome your feedback or your stories of your experience. And we even would like to open it up to interviews to hear some of the approaches and some of the wins or losses for people when it comes to branding and all of our topics here on the Entrepreneur Series A to Z. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Thank you for listening. Please reach out. Bye for now.